Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
The rich man wanted for Abraham to send somebody to warn his brothers of the torment he's experiencing. And Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They have the same people that you had while you were still living." Today's parable touches us directly too. Before Christ, they had Moses and the prophets, but now during Christ's life, death, and his resurrection and ascension, we have his words. We have Christ's guidance on how to live our life according to his commandments. His words. Words that are life-giving, and life-giving in a sense that they grant us eternal life. If we choose to follow these words written in the gospel. The gospel is full of parables that give us an opportunity to read the parables, meditate on them, and compare those parables within our life. They are not just cool, funny stories. These parables have so much meaning and so much depth in them. But the parable's meaning can be as deep as we desire to be. Or it can be as shallow as one desires. If we go year by year listening to the same message, and the message has no effect on us in our life and our lifestyle, then there is something really wrong. Something wrong very spiritually. Today, the rich man called Abraham his father so we might learn that he belonged to the race of God-fearing men and not suppose that he was being roasted for impiety. For it was because he was unmerciful and pleasure-loving, and that's why he was surrounded by the unquenchable fire. This shows that the rich man was of faith. He was not an atheist. He was of faith. He probably went to church. And yet it is so fascinating that the rich man of value, does not have a name written in the gospel. And yet the beggar who is sitting in front of his gates has his name written. St. Gregory contemplates on this and he writes, "Why does the Lord call the poor man by name, but make the rich man unknown?" It could be said that this poor man's name is written in heavens, as the scripture says, whereas the rich man's name and the memory have been blotted out from there and are destroyed. The prophet David, the psalmist, says of such people, "I will not take up their names into my lips." And also, since every person can understand the parable as referring to himself and can find a motive for repentance, by regarding himself as a rich man, he was introduced without name, so that the account could apply to anyone. But not every man, however, can think of himself as Lazarus, even if he resembles him. For he must wait humbly for the Lord's verdict. For this reason, the poor man is referred to you by name. This parable speaks to each one of us. In the parable, it is not about how much money the rich man had, but it was about his wealth which made him. The rich man lacked hospitality. He was pleasure-loving and hard-hearted, probably very difficult to approach. The same thing with us. what makes us rich? Rich with passion that makes us cut off from Christ? And which passions are filling us and make us far away from Christ by committing other sins that are connected to this passion? It's not just about money. It's about spiritual advancement, spiritual love for Christ. But if you are filled with something else, filled with passions, then we are no better than the rich man. If you don't know how to answer this question, then it is good to see our spiritual father and have a real talk with him to figure out what are our sins, sinful passions, and how we can battle them. There is not one person who is the same or who has the same exact issues. Every person fights with their own passion, and even that passion sometimes requires different healing, different method. So let us take today's gospel message into our hearts and let's pray to God that He shows us our passion so we can prove to Christ that we are really trying to not to be the rich man in the parable, but a person who tries their best to gain eternal life, to gain paradise. Glory to Jesus Christ.